This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 14, 2006. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Before we turn to our substantive agenda today, which is rather lengthy, I just wanted to have a few couple brief comments. This is my last meeting as chairman of the commission, and I want to indicate how much of an honor it's been to be chairman this year. Obviously, it was a very active year at the FEC on a lot of different levels, whether you're talking on the rulemaking level, the policy statement level, the enforcement level, virtually every level. And it's been a real privilege to serve this year. And I want to thank all of my colleagues for their tremendous efforts this year. We had three new commissioners who came on in 2006 during a year that I think was one of the most demanding in the history of the agency, and all of them served with great distinction and were a total pleasure to work with. And I want to thank them personally for that. It made a big difference in our work, and it meant a lot to me. I also want to thank all of our professional staff who worked so hard this year. And if I try to start naming names, I'll forget really key people. But this agency, I think, over the last few years has worked very hard. And the results, I think, speak for themselves in terms of what we've accomplished. And you can't accomplish anything in an agency like this without the terrific work of our professional staff. Commissioners can't do that. And people at the top can't do that. It's only possible when people throughout the organization are working in that fashion. And in so many levels, I think we've had significant advancements. And I want to personally thank everybody in this room and also everybody in the organization for their work this year. I also want to especially thank my staff for all of their efforts this year and in prior years. I want to thank Anton Reel. Nobody knows more about the Federal Election Commission than Anton Reel. Certainly, I never will. I also want to thank Melissa Lorenza, who did tremendous work on the regulations over many years, but especially this year as we were finishing implementing the Shays decision. I also want to thank Stephanie Wilson, who worked in many different areas, often with very little notice, and did the things that have to be done to make it happen. And that is not an easy role to play, and I want to personally thank Stephanie for that. But overall, I think the agency is in very good hands. I think next year is going to be equally productive. And I just wanted to thank everybody for their efforts this year. And it's been a real privilege to serve in 2006 as chairman. And, Mr. Vice Chairman, I understand you have a few remarks.
I do. I just wanted to take a few moments to acknowledge what I think was really the extraordinary work you have done this year. This was, to my mind, I think, a very difficult year for this agency. We handled and tackled an enormous number of very, very difficult problems. We began the year with the rulemakings that arose originally out of the passage of BCRA and then out of the litigation that followed the Shays litigation. And we began with five, I think, enormously difficult issues. And to my mind, I think some of the hardest issues were left for last in the Shays rulemaking. We addressed the question of who was an agent, when citizens became agents of campaigns and as a consequence became subject to our rules and regulations and where those lines were, what conduct had to occur for people to become agents. We wrestled with the issues of coordination, when outside organizations that were operating independently of campaigns had sufficient contacts with those campaigns to become at that point no longer independent and subject to our regulations. We drafted a set of regulations dealing with what constituted federal election activities, the scope and range by which state parties and local parties could operate for the purpose of state elections, and when their conduct was deemed to influence federal election as a federal elections and as a consequence fall within our regulatory regime. We dealt with rules that dealt with solicitation and direction, which dealt with the very difficult questions of incumbent office holder and candidate speech and when they made statements that crossed the line into solicitations or the direction of contributions and as a consequence fell within our regulatory regime. And lastly, and I think in many ways, most importantly, we dealt with the Internet and the way that our regulatory regime covered that very new form of technology and the kinds of speech that occurred on the Internet. And I think that in all of these areas, your leadership was enormously important in our ability to reach decisions and our ability to reach consensus on what those rules should be. And most especially in the area of the Internet, the output, the outcome, the results that we reached, I think turned largely on your leadership, your direction. I think that you had a vision of what that how the regulatory regime should interact with that kind of technology, and that that vision guided this agency more than anything else in the outcome and the results that we reached in that area. In the area of enforcement, we also had an enormously busy, productive, and I think in many cases difficult year in wrestling our way through a lot of problems. We had the largest number of penalties, the largest volume of penalties in the history of the agency this year. As one, there are many markers for that, one of which is that we had, I think, at this point, at least 11 cases in which the penalties exceeded $100,000. In the first 25 years of the agency, there were only 17 cases that rose to that level. So in this year alone, we came close to meeting the volume of large cases that the agency handled in its first 25 years of its existence. At the same time, the time at which it took to process cases has fallen dramatically. At this point, we are processing cases in 2006 in a third less time than we did in FY02. And at this point, 80% of our cases that are filed within 6 months of the 04 cycle have been closed at this point. Actually, that percentage may have gone up slightly with yesterday's work. But again, these are both, we're dealing with a lot of volume, we're dealing with a lot of dollars, we're dealing with some very complex and difficult issues. And there are additionally some cases that people around this table are aware of that we've moved largely close to completion but are not quite done that also involved similar very difficult issues. In the advisory opinion area, we've done about 33 or 34 cases, which is about average for a midterm election year. But again, some very difficult questions. How are recounts funded? How is the millionaires' provisions of BICRA implemented? How do we deal with sort of nascent political parties, the intersections of new kinds of techniques in fundraising and existing regulations? All raised, I think, difficult, complex questions, which we were able to reach some sort of resolve on. At the same time, we've also gone through a whole range of sort of changes to the processes of the way this agency does its work this year. And I think that you have helped focus us and guided us in thinking very, very hard about how we do our work and try to ensure that the taxpayers are getting value for the dollars that they put into this agency. We don't have a lot of resources as federal agencies go, and we have a very large volume of transactions that we are to regulate. And as a consequence, I think you've provided great leadership in helping us to think creatively about whether we are, you know, using our resources to the best advantages. And we've implemented a number of different changes. We've created an accelerated advisory opinion process for election-sensitive kinds of questions to try and ensure that our process does not prevent us providing clear guidance to people who need that in an election cycle. We've increased the use of the Internet in a whole range of areas. We're podcasting these. We've added RSS technology. We've added sort of treasurer's tips and other kinds of communication devices to try and increase the amount of information that flows out of this building to maximize the ability of people to use both the resources we have and to gain guidance as to what the law is. And later today, we're going to unveil, I think, the advisory opinion search engine that, again, was largely a product of your initiative. That was an area where that we were lagging, and I think that your vision and your persistence and your energy and your ability to organize us in a productive way has led to the implementation of a vast number of real improvements in how we do our work. All of those accomplishments are obviously the work product of a lot of people. Their staff throughout this building that have all contributed enormously to making all of that possible. But the truth of the matter is that we could not have accomplished as much and have been as successful in reaching resolutions in these areas if it had not been for your leadership. You have been able to keep us working together through a lot of hard questions. There have been points where we've had profound disagreements among ourselves as to what the correct action was. And yet your management style, your ability to work with us, to use the processes here to keep us talking, to keep us thinking hard, and to try and reach consensus in a timely fashion, I think is largely a product, or is largely been the reason why we have had as much success and has achieved as much as we have this year. And I just wanted to acknowledge that and thank you very, very much for your hard work.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. You're very kind, and I really appreciate your remarks. And you have been a partner this year in every sense of the word, on every level. And it's been a great honor to serve with you, and look forward to serving with you next year when you will be leading the agency, and I know we'll do an outstanding job in that effort. But thank you very much. It was very kind of you. Well, a very festive day because the December meeting, we have our annual Merit and Service Awards, and we have a number of terrific commission employees who have served with great distinction that we wish to recognize this morning. Our staff director, Petrina Clark, is going to help recognize these folks along, I think, with our general counsel, Larry Norton. I think we're going to begin with a couple of people who have served for 10 years at the FEC. And before I introduce them, I just want to emphasize that commissioners come and go. Senior staff here come and go, but the real lifeblood of this agency are the professional staff who serve with great distinction for many years, and we're doing just recognizing a small number of people today of that group of people, and I think I speak for all of my colleagues in thanking all of these people for the work that they've done. So I think we'll begin with the individuals who are marking their 10th anniversary of distinguished service to the Federal Election Commission. First, Andrea Needles. And George Smaragdis. Congratulations. Congratulations, George. And now, individuals who are marking the 20th year of distinguished service. First, Andrew Dotson, 20 years. And Victor Miranda. Is Victor here? Well, we honor him nevertheless. Willie Walls, 20 years of service. Oh, okay. Well, great. We honor Dora as well. Dorothy Yeager. Is Dorothy here from the Information Division?
You've been here 20 years. You get the day off.
You get the day off. All right. It's the least we could do. Well, why don't we turn to our 30-year veterans then? Our first one could not be here today. Irene Allen is marking 30 years of distinguished service. John Gibson, also 30 years of outstanding service to the Federal Election Commission. Congratulations, John. And our Inspector General, Lynn McFarlane, who's marked 30 years of distinguished service. Congratulations, Lynn. And James Queen, 30 years of service today. Congratulations. Congratulations. And Reginald Scott, 30 years of outstanding service at the Federal Election Commission.
This is.
Let those photo ops be completed. That's important. Got to get those photo ops done. I want to thank all of the staff that we're recognizing today for their outstanding work, as well as everyone else who has helped make the agency's achievements possible. And hope everybody has a terrific holiday season, as this is our last meeting, although work will continue, I'm sure, until January. But I want to thank everybody for their outstanding efforts today.